9-7 on the Hill. Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined now by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello, how are you?
Hello, doing pretty good. I'm pretty excited to talk about Michael Jordan's big old mansion.
Oh, good.
Do you want to talk about Michael Jordan's big old mansion?
We don't talk about Michael Jordan nearly enough in Chapel Hill.
No.
I mean, hardly ever hear the man's name.
And I feel like he's the sort of figure that we would discuss, but oddly enough,
we just have no affinity
for him whatsoever.
Who is he?
He's a basketball player of some note. He's also a man who has wrought iron gates for his mansion up in Illinois, I believe. This is a big article, and scrolling it is pretty difficult. It's in Chicago suburbs, so yeah, that is Illinois. That's where that is located.
There are Chicago suburbs in Indiana. I don't think that's where Michael Jordan would choose to put his mansion, but who even knows?
That's probably not where his mansion is. It does have these lovely wrought iron gates with 23 square in the middle. There's a tennis court, a full-size basketball court, all sorts of things. Folks are kind of dunking a little bit on the entryway because it has the large... Yeah.
Dunking.
The front of the house has those large glass cubes. Do you know the ones I'm talking about that you would have in high school gyms and other municipal buildings? The front of the house is constructed of those.
Right.
It's just a lot of glass cubes, which I actually sort of like the aesthetic of. The reason anyone is talking about Michael Jordan's mansion is because the price of Michael Jordan's former mansion keeps falling.
He
currently lives close to Charlotte because, you know, he owns the Hornets and he's trying to do that stuff. And that house is not necessarily a downsize for Jordan. And I didn't look to see if he built that one from scratch for himself, but this Chicago mansion has been on the market for 10 years, and he did build this for himself. This is the dream home of Michael Jordan, and apparently that's why it just can't get sold. And I wanted to take a second today to talk about some of the amenities in Michael Jordan's dream home.
Is this one of these, like, special, like, this is my dream and my dream only?
Exactly.
So there's all these, like, eclectic features. All right,
yeah,
all right.
So the real estate agent is even quoted as saying that it will take a good amount of renovation and customization for someone to make this home their own.
Kind of a fixer-upper.
Yeah, not necessarily a fixer-upper.
Good bones.
There are things that Michael Jordan clearly spent a lot of money on for Michael Jordan that may not appeal to you.
Can we pause for a second and just comment on the fact that you keep referring to him only by his full name?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just
why would
sure.
I ever... What am I going to say? MJ?
Jordan?
23? Yeah, I'm actually going to say 23.
Do not call him 23. No.
So 23 did all sorts of things to customize his house. There's a miniature putting green out back. I mean, I'm not much of a golfer, but sure, that's pretty cool. The pond that's here is a little rickety. I don't know if Jordan did much fishing, but apparently the pond is stocked with fish.
Okay.
There's an aquarium. There's a cigar room. Like I said, 23 is on the wrought iron gates, just in metal. There's no way that's going anywhere until you cut it off with your own bare hands. The basketball court included in the house has his kid's name in the middle of it. Like, it's got the Jumpman logo in center court, Jordan on the ends of each, and then his kid's names are in the hardwood. The only part of that that I'm not comfortable with is the kid's names. If I bought a house with a basketball court, heck yeah, I should have a Jumpman logo in the middle. Sure, that's the most basketball thing that's ever basketball. That's totally what I want. There's a lot here that I find appealing.
You can just take some spray paint and psh, right over those names.
I would never dare to spray paint over the names of Michael Jordan's
kids. Then you got to live with the names.
Oh, those giant hands would just smack me down in the streets eventually.
He's in North Carolina now.
Yeah.
He's been trying to sell this thing for 10 years. You can do whatever you want to with this house.
But the sheer amount of Michael Jordan branding, the putting green that I mentioned, the little golf flag for it. I hope there's a better name for those than little golf flag.
I think it's called the flag.
The flag is also a Jumpman logo in Carolina colors.
Wait. Are you telling me that Michael Jordan, the humble, unassuming Michael Jordan that we all know and love, has his own branding on every single inch of
his own branding
personal
on every single
thing. I'm shocked.
He also has doors from the original Playboy Mansion in Chicago installed within his house because, you know, he just wanted to do that kind of thing.
Right.
There's a lot of poker tables in one room. There's a specific poker tournament room. Can you see what I'm driving at, though? That these are all Michael Jordan interests. Golf, basketball, high-stakes gambling. The Playboy Mansion.
I don't know. This sounds like a really, really big, elaborate, fancy man cave. Like, there's not anyone
yes,
who...
that's 100% the vibe.
...is also a fan of fishing and golf and poker and basketball. Like, that seems
now,
to be of a piece.
I can offhandedly mention how it looks a little outdated. A lot of the furniture is a little dated. There's TVs everywhere throughout the house. They're inset, so you can't really tell. But a lot of the TVs are fairly old. They would have been top-of-the-line plasma TVs at the time, but those have been far outpaced at this point. This is very much a house stuck in time. And the last thing I want to talk about Michael Jordan's house is probably the most baffling part of it. And if anyone knows this connection, I haven't Googled it yet. If it's really obvious, make me feel stupid. For some reason, the feature of the main dining room is a giant table that is a street map of the city of Baghdad.
What?
That was my reaction. Does Michael Jordan have some kind of Baghdad connection that I'm not aware of?
Not that I'm aware
of. Enough
that
it's his entire dining room table custom made for him?
I was ready for you to say, and this would be like a built-in, impossible to remove dining room table that's in just the giant shape of the UNC foot logo. Like, that would drive down the value for me, but the map of Baghdad is something that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I was in no way expecting it, but it's a nice house. I'd live there.
How much does it cost?
A few million dollars, about $14 million on last checking.
I'll give you $800,000 for it.
Fair.